Well, good afternoon and welcome once again to the Mike Wilson Show on WWGH. And I have a good friend of ours. I was going to say old friend, but you're not old.
I am old.
Diane Watson with the Marion Public Library. And Diane, there's always so much going on in the library. And I don't know, everybody out there knows what all goes on. So that's why you're here.
That is why.
So take her away.
Okay. Well, if I don't say anything more today, all I have to say is visit our website. MarionLibrary.org. It will contain all of the information that you're ever going to hear me say today. And so if you miss something or you missed a date or a time or maybe got distracted and didn't hear the whole story, then go to MarionLibrary.org and check out all of the stuff that we have there. Of course, you can also go there and put books and stuff on reserve. So,
oh, I didn't know that.
24/7. It's open 24/7. So the library is not, but our online version is. You can reserve books and then show up at the front desk, and they will be available for pickup. You don't even have to. So if you're in a very big hurry and you want some certain movies or even books that you have been putting on hold or whatever, you can order them. And then, of course, you'll get notice from the library that it's available. And when you do, then you can go to the front desk, walk up to the front desk through the front doors and say, hey, I have a hold, and they'll ask you, and they, of course, you have to produce your library card, and you can check them out, turn around, and walk away. Isn't that awesome?
Wow, so you can still get books at the library.
Yes, lots of books, okay. Lots of books, magazines, videos, all sorts of things. But anyway, that's our website. But some of the great things that you're going to find on our website, we have a, I'm going to start out with authors that are going to be coming. This is, it's really a great year for us because we've had a couple of authors come and do programs. And one we have coming up that is it's a fundraiser for our Speaking Volumes. We will be having John Scolzi come. He is a sci-fi writer, and he will be Friday evening, October 25th, starting at 6 o'clock. If you buy the higher value ticket, $75 ticket, you can sort of mingle with author John Scolzi, and then his program is at 7. And then if you just want to come to the program, that's only $30. And like I said, it's a fundraiser for our bookmarks, which are our friends of the Marion Public Library. And then he will also do a book signing at 8 o'clock. The last couple of years we've done this, it's just been a phenomenal program. Being able to, you know, just sort of mingle with the author. It's been, you know, you have an hors d'oeuvres and then mingle with the author, and then he does a program, and then on to the book signing. So if you want to check it out, we have a display that's right inside the library of some of the books that he has available. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you can read a couple between now and the time that he comes, which is Friday evening, October 25th. And if you think you would like to listen to him, please, you know, get a ticket, whether it's a $30 ticket or a $75 ticket, and then come have some fun in the library in a situation that is not the norm for most libraries.
Now, this man, I think I've heard that name before. He's pretty well known, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Not just
he's
in our area.
He's a New York Times bestselling author.
Okay.
You know, so it's not like it's just his first book. He's got a number of them. I mean, when you look at the display that's right inside the library front doors, you'll see that he has a number of them. I can tell you. His newest novel is Red Shirts, and he's also done Old Man's War. He's got three novels of which have been nominated for the Hugo Award, The Android's Dream, Agent of the Stars, and Lock In. So it's a bit of sci-fi. Some of them are a little bit more sci-fi than others. I posted a Facebook post just the other day of him talking at Google. He talked to the employees at Google, and he was talking about one of the books and, you know, his writing, and much like what he's going to do at our Bookmarks event. So okay. If you go to our Facebook page, Marion Library, and look up Marion Public Library on Facebook, you'll be able to see it. Let me see. I think I've got it. It's at Marion Public Lib, L-I-B. At Marion Public Lib, Lib, L-I-B. And then if you search for that, you'll find our Facebook page. And I'm sorry. No, that's our Instagram. It's facebook.com/MPLOhio. And that will give you the Marion Public Library page. And then, of course, if you search back a couple of posts, you'll be able to see information that he did in a program that was presented to the Google employees. So it's all good. Tickets are available. If you want to come in and get them at the front desk, you can. If you want to get them online, you can go to the Bookmarks website, mm-hmm. which is marionohbookmarks.org. They're a 501c3. So if you, again, that is marionohbookmarks.org. So you can get your tickets, and you can become a member of their organization too, which gives you some perks. And of course, they are a fundraising arm. They're the ones that do the book sale that we do in the spring. They have a murder mystery coming up in February around Valentine's. So it's a great opportunity to, you know, buy another ticket and see the library in a way that you don't normally see it.
Okay. And I presume that his books are probably available on Amazon?
I believe so. I'm sure they are. Mm-hmm. I'm sure, totally sure that they are. So that is Friday night, October 25th. Starting at 6 is the mingle. Starting at 7 is the program. And tickets are available. We could not do this program, or the Bookmarks could not do this program, without some of the sponsors. So we have four really good sponsors. Merrill, Kit Fogel of Merrill was a sponsor. And then we have Ohio Health, Stifel, and then Sakamura USA.
Oh, yes.
So those are four of them that have helped us out and helping us bring this author to Marion, Ohio. That being said, we have another offer. That was for the older folks like me and like you.
You got stuff.
I'm sure you're about the same age as I am.
I was going to say, do you have something for us younger folks?
For the very young. For the very young, and when I say very young, there's going to be a lot of people that are this will appeal to, but the younger ones will love it. We have Mark Brown, illustrator, writer of Arthur.
Oh, yes.
Arthur.
On PBS. Character.
Yes, mm-hmm. Arthur, coming to the Marion Public Library.
Just a question.
Sure.
What kind of an animal is Arthur?
I'm not quite sure. Aardvark.
Arthur the aardvark.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Arthur is an aardvark.
And his sister must be one also.
Yes.
Obviously.
DW of all things.
That's right.
DW.
That's right.
So Mark Brown, the author and illustrator of Arthur, will be at the Marion Public Library starting at 5 o'clock on November 6th. Now, I'm here to talk about October things, but this is so important that you have to get it on your calendar and make sure that you come when he is here. So November 6th at 5 p.m., Mark Brown will he is doing a program that he talks about why illustrations matter and how appropriate when he is the illustrator of Arthur. So.
Sure.
We want more information, or if you want to spread the word, just let everybody know that Mark Brown will be here, the writer illustrator of Arthur, on November 6th at 5 p.m. MarionLibrary.org for more information on all of that.
Even at my age, I have watched Arthur occasionally. I find it a very good program.
Yeah. And I think we are getting a lot of interest even from the older folks, because of course, you know, like me standing or sitting there, I read to my kids and these were the type of books that I read. And you're like, yes, I wouldn't mind seeing him in the library. So we
That's two big names so far we've talked about.
Yes.
Coming to the Marion
Public Library.
Yes.
We have another one in the spring, and that one is Chris Grabenstein, who does the, I don't have all of that information with me, but Chris Grabenstein is another kids author. He's going to come and do a couple programs at the Palace and then in the evening. And this one, we're still working on the details and everything. And then in the evening, he's going to be at the Marion Public Library and do book signing for kids. So okay, more on that later.
Well, what's his name again?
Chris Grabenstein.
Okay.
So more on that one later.
All right.
Okay, so Marion Public Library has all sorts of things coming up. I do want to let you know that on October 16th, which is coming around the corner.
Oh, very quickly.
Yes, we will be closed on that day. It is a Wednesday, and we are doing a staff development day. So if you stop by the library on that day, you're going to find a big close sign on the door, because we're going to be inside learning about safety and public works and stuff like that, that just sort of keeps us up to date on things that we need to know. So
okay.
October 16th, Marion Public Library will be closed for Staff Development Day. We will resume operation on the 17th at 9 o'clock in the morning. You'll be able to stop by and see us. So, let's see. Today, meaning, well, today is the 8th. We are starting our Slime at the Branches. So if you missed 4 o'clock at Prospect, you will be able to take in Slime at LaRue on October 14th. So we're making the rounds to the different branches, and then later on we'll be doing some other things, some slime with our teens, and then later in October we'll be doing a slime program too. But October 14th at LaRue and October 21st at Caledonia. It's glow-in-the-dark concoction where you can make it glow. There's a special powder that they put in it, and then you have to light it up with one of those little lights. And then, of course, if you look at it in the dark, then it glows.
Wow.
Everybody loves it.
Am I eligible to participate in that?
You know, you could probably bring a kid. Can you?
I can grab one. I'll go out in the street and get a couple. No problem.
I don't know if I want to hear that, Mike. Okay, and then we have so many different programs. I'm just going to go down the list. We have a Books in Focus, which is October 8th, which will be tomorrow. This was going to be at 6:30. Normally it's at 2. But since we have an all program, our adult lifelong learning program, happening at the same time, we sort of moved it just because. And this is where staff members talk about the books that are coming up in the next couple of weeks. So your new titles, they'll give you a rundown of all of the ones that are available. Maybe they're on order, maybe they're going through processing. In some cases, you can actually go in and say, hey, I want that one. You'll go in and put it on your reserve, and then when it becomes available, you can have it picked up right at the front desk, just like I talked about.
Okay.
So Books in Focus, it is really talking about all of those books that are coming to the library as new books. October 6th. We have a book chat at Main Squeeze. It's sort of a book discussion group that meets down at Main Squeeze like every other month. And this one is October 9th at 6 p.m. at Main Squeeze. The book this month is, since it's Manufacturing Month, is Bohemoth by Joshua Freeman. and it's a history of the factory. So that could be an interesting one.
Okay. So that'll be this Wednesday, the 9th.
This Wednesday.
Today's Monday the 7th, so yes. It'll be two days from now.
For the kids again, and this is sort of the teens and the tweens, October 10th and 24th, so like every 2 weeks. Okay. October 10th and 24th at 6 p.m., Fellowship of the Geeks.
Okay. Good. Do I qualify for that one?
You could. You could. If you're a teen or a tween.
Oh, okay.
So this, it specifically says ages 11 to 18. So we're trying to really find programs for all different age groups.
Sure.
And this is join like-minded geeks and nerds every 2 weeks to find your tribe. You know, kids like to have their tribe.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have discussions from like Star Wars to Star Wars or Star Trek, and then maybe card games or things in between. So it's just sort of giving them a space and a purpose, and that's what our library is all about. It's trying to find a space for, you know, our slogan is come find your space in our place, and I think this is one of those that is perfect for the kids. Now, on October 14th, My Mouth is a Volcano is a program that is going to be in the morning at the Palace Theater. Sort of every once in a while they have a troupe come in and do a program at the Palace, and all the kids get bused to the Palace and they see this program. Well, the Marion Public Library has sort of helped sponsor that program. So once you see the program, you know, you get that connection with this live stage production.
Mm-hmm.
That evening, the Marion Public Library is doing a family fun night based on My Mouth is a Volcano, the book, My Mouth is a Volcano. So there'll be some activities that go hand in hand with the book, and we're just looking forward to getting the kids, you know, giving them that extra interaction. You saw the stage production, which is, you know, all about the kids and the book, and then trying to have some activities that correspond with that in the evening as well, getting them in the library. October 17th at 6 p.m. we have, and this is an evening time one, we've had a couple of these in the evening where it's called, it's Pause for Reading. Now, if you hear me, the word pause is not, it is P-A-W-S. So it's all about Jake, the German Shepherd, or Jack, German Shepherd. And Jack is a certified therapy dog, and he just loves to be read to. So we have kids come in, they'll pick out a book off the shelf, and they'll come down and sit right by Jack and put their hands on him, and then they'll open the book and they'll read to him. And it's just a perfect situation for little kids who are learning to read, and you know, you don't want to mess up the words or anything. You don't have to have anybody judge you whether you're reading or not.
Right.
And Jack just loves it. So that is October 17th at 6 p.m. Pause for Reading. Now, I do have one, I don't know if anybody's heard about our new program that we are instituting for older adults. It's called the ALL program, A-L-L, and it is Adult Lifelong Learning. We are debuting it in October, so you have to go to our website, marionlibrary.org, and look at the different classes that we have. We have five different classes that are going on. And by now, you should have registered for those if you're going to take advantage of them. But, there's always a big but, and this is all caps, B-U-T, but there is one opportunity that I want to invite everybody to. We had a lifelong learning program that talked about the movies of 1939, and along with that, we are going to show the movie Gone with the Wind.
Oh, okay.
So, Gone with the Wind will be shown on the big screen at the Marion Palace Theater on October 21st at noon. As part of, it's a two-class course, in our program, our all program. But who wants to see a nice movie like that and Gone with the Wind with just only 30, 40 people in the audience? So we are opening it up to anybody who would like to come to see Gone with the Wind on October 21st at noon. No cost to you. Now, the Palace is going to have concessions available. So if you want popcorn or whatever, you have to bring a few pieces of change and dollars. But courtesy of the Marion Public Library and the ALL program, Adult Lifelong Learning Program, you can come watch the movie. You know, it's probably going to take a good, 4 hours, I believe
it's
it is.
It's a very long movie.
Yes. So that's why we're starting at noon. And then, of course, if you want to bring a friend or two, go right ahead. Go invite your friends. Say you'll pay for it, you know, and then walk in and say, hey, it's on me.
Take
whatever.
Some tickets along. You know,
there you go. Yeah. If you want to do that, that's fine. If not, you know, we do encourage everyone to take advantage of it. And it is courtesy of the ALL program, A-L-L.
What an opportunity, though, to see it as it was originally shown in a theater, in a beautiful theater like that.
We have gotten so many comments from people that said, you know, I first saw it at the Palace, you know, when I was, you know, this high. And I'm like, well, bring your friends and come see it again and see if you remember, you know, what you thought you remembered from it before. So
no, I think the Wizard of Oz came out that same year, if I'm not
mistaken. There was a number of them.
There were several.
Actually.
There
so the pre-class to this, which you had to be registered for, was all about everything that came out that same year.
Okay.
And there was a list of them. I don't have that with me, but we knew that we wanted to show this movie on the big screen.
Sure.
And we wanted to do it at the Palace, obviously. So, of course, we didn't want to just have, you know, fill 30 or 40 of the seats. We want everybody that is available.
What an opportunity. This is outstanding.
Yeah. So if you even have, you know, a group of guys that you want to come watch it, we're okay with that. So we're trying to let everybody know that that it's going to be open that day and it is no cost to you. Unless, of course, you want to buy pop or popcorn or water or whatever.
And what was that date again?
That is October 21st. It's a Monday at noon. Okay? And that same day in the evening, 6 o'clock, we have the Spine Crackers Tween Book Club. Here we go. We're going back to the tweens again. And this is a monthly book-focused program featuring discussion and activities for 4th through 6th graders. So it's the young readers, and we're trying to keep them involved and engaged. So this is called the Spine Crackers, meaning you're breaking the spine of a book, you're opening a book. And so it gives them a little bit of a twist and things to think about. October 22nd at 6 p.m. A lot of these are 6 p.m. now that I look at it. I'm like, whoo. Digital Library Workshop. Now, this is for those people that don't feel quite comfortable, you know, doing apps and stuff on their phone or their tablets, and they, like, just sort of want to be walked through the process.
Mm-hmm.
We are doing that at 6 o'clock. You don't have to register, but you can. Just so we sort of get an idea of how many people are coming and if we need to add another person as a guide. Because it's almost primarily one-to-one type stuff. If you come and you don't have the apps on there, it sort of walks you through, okay, this is the app you need to get. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, if you have your library, you have to have your library card. Don't come if you don't have a library card.
Okay.
Because what it's going to do is going to show you how to access some of that digital stuff with your library card.
Okay.
You'll be able to download the apps, get them open, get access to magazines, e-books, audiobooks, that type of stuff, and even some streaming TV. So the two apps that they're really looking at, and if you wanted to download them early, because sometimes you have to go through the App Store, and then you have to have a password and all of that from there. Mm-hmm. So you have to have all that stuff with you, because you're not going to be able to, like, I don't have that. is RB Digital and Libby. And, you know, those are on your tablet, your computer. If you bring your laptop in, that you can access it on there as well. And then your smartphone. So October 22nd at 6 p.m., Digital Library Workshop.
Okay, that's at the main library.
That's at the main library.
That sounds like one I could use. So
yeah, and it's really good because it's the library people are walking you through the process, mm-hmm. And showing you what is available in those apps, because you may not know half the stuff that is available in those
right,
apps.
Right.
October 23rd at 6 p.m. we're doing a glow-in-the-dark slime, and this is perfect craft for Halloween, and this is for all of those ages that are, you know, those kids that want to line up. This is at the main library, okay. Whereas the other ones were at the branches. October 23rd at 6 p.m., glow-in-the-dark slime. And then the 29th, we have at 3:15, and that's usually when we get the teens in the library after school.
Right.
They're doing their own, and this is specifically for teens, at 3:15 on October 29th, the teen glow-in-the-dark slime. Let's see, October 23rd and 30th. The 23rd, we are bringing back music time, and that will be every Wednesday for, I believe it's 6 weeks. So, but I'm just giving you the two October dates, October 23rd and 30th, music time. It's a Wednesday. We have 9:30, 10:30, and 12:30. And then, I don't know that this is right. Is the 23rd a Wednesday?
I will check that out.
Okay. Because I've got the October 24th at 6:30 is a evening's music time, but I think they're all on Wednesday. So I think I have a misprint here.
Okay, so the 23rd is a Wednesday.
Okay. So the 23rd at 6:30 is an evening time one. So we have a evening time music time as well at 6:30. So if you're not able to come during the day, and you've seen all of these photos that we put on Facebook of all of the fun stuff that happens during music time, then take in the evening time one at 6:30. So, and then there comes that October 31st date. And what happens on October 31st in the county of Marion and most counties everywhere?
Probably
is
trick-or-treating.
Trick-or-treat, yes.
So,
yes, trick-or-treat is happening, and we do trick-or-treating at the library.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so when the kids come in, we actually, Let's Read 20 is supplying books. So that's what our treat is Let's Read 20 books. So trick-or-treating at the main library is 5:30 to 8:00. Caledonia will be 5 to 6:30, and Swoop will make a visit out there. LaRue will be 5 to 6:30, and Prospect will be 5 to 6:30. So it just so happens that all of our branches are open on a Thursday, and this is a Thursday evening. So if you don't remember all of those dates and times, again, I'll tell you. Go to marionlibrary.org. You're smiling at me. Okay, on Mondays through October 28th, and it is going on now, I probably should have put that at the very beginning, is our drop-in robot program. At 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we have kids who want to experience building a robot. So if you come to the library, you can check in. You'll be able to get some instructions, and this is a good activity for a parent, grandparent, and a child, mm-hmm. because they usually go together and sort of try to figure out the process of building, and the instructions are step by step.
Okay.
You don't have to, you know a whole lot about robots. It's almost like Lego-ish snap together type stuff.
Okay.
With some pins and things, and Then, of course, you put the brains of it into it, and somehow it miraculously works, and the claws work, and all of that. So it is a really great program, and like I said, it is a drop-in program for the kids. And those are going on Mondays at 4 o'clock, goes from 4 till 6.
Okay, what were the dates on that again? They're on
Mondays. It's going on now,
okay,
on Monday afternoons, okay, through October 28th.
Okay.
So Mondays, you got a couple more Mondays here in October.
All right. Wonderful.
Book discussions. We are ready for, let's see, to Tuesday, the October 15th at 7 p.m. We have Fly Girls by Keith O'Brien. So that is the nonfiction book discussion. The one that I have in here for fiction is October 1st, which is already over. So I don't know what the next one is. One of the great things that we started doing less than a month ago, I think it's probably been about a month, is we now have Wi-Fi printing. Now, what that means is that you can take your smartphone or your tablet, and if you download an app, and the app is called Smart Alec, A-L-E-C, you can print from your smartphone or your tablet by being in the library. Well, actually, you can do it from home. You can send your documents to print, and then when you come into the library, you can release your documents to the printer, and they will stay there up to 7 days. So it's pretty cool, because if you're sitting at home and you're like, oh, I ran out of ink, I ran out of, and you're like, wait a minute, I can send this to the library and then go to the library and print it out. Or if you've got something, if you don't have a printer at home, this is a good option.
So how do you pay for that?
When you hit print, our machine there, it's 10 cents a copy.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll ask you, you know, go through the process, putting your little coins in once you hit print.
All right.
It's 10 cents a copy. Okay, so that's pretty cool. One thing I didn't talk about was our story times back on our calendar of events. We have story time at the main library on Mondays is baby time, and you'll have to go to our website, marionlibrary.org, and look at when the breaks are. We have them all listed on our website, you know, whether it's baby time, toddler time, or family time, and then when there's a break. Every 6 to 8 weeks, we take a break, like a week break, so that the people who are doing the story times are able to start working on the next phase of their story time editions. So baby time is normally for 0 to 2 age group, and it is on Mondays. It is at 9:30 in the morning and 10:30 in the morning. Toddler time is for age 2 to 3, and it is on Tuesdays, and it is 9:30 in the morning and 10:30 in the morning as well. And then family time is all ages, and it is on Thursdays at 6:30 p.m. So it sort of gives you an idea of all of the programming that we have available at the Marion Public Library. And then, of course, you can pick and choose which ones you want. You know, make sure that you have the kids available at Slime. I'm sure everybody will come visit us for Slime, as always. I do want to talk about the book market as well. I told you the bookmarks are a friends group of the Marion Public Library, and they have a bookstore, a gift store, that is available at the library. Now, they have been very diligent about trying to be open for people to come in and visit them on every Tuesday and Thursday, and then the first Saturday of the month. So check out their website or their Facebook page. MarionOHbookmarks.org and check out the hours that they'll be open. Normally, they've been doing really good about trying to be open at 10 o'clock in the morning and then 10 to 1 or 1 to 4. Mm-hmm. And then we do have some evening hours that go till 7, but you just have to look at their website and their Facebook page. The Marion Public Library Facebook page, we also try to share that as well. So if you're looking for gently used books, kids' books, you know, things that fiction and nonfiction, it's a great place to go if you're looking for that type of stuff. They have some reasonable prices that are comparable, let's say, maybe not completely the same as what you'll find at the book sale, but it's not like you have to go out and buy, you know, like Amazon or whatever. Right. You're going to pay full price for a book. But a lot of the books are, like I said, gently used. And that is, it's amazing some of the stuff that they have in there. You just have to check it out. And they're constantly getting new stuff because we sort of pull it from the donations and stuff that we get for the book sale on a regular basis. We pull the nicer stuff for them to put into the book market. So it keeps the stock sort of rotating. And that's a good thing. So again, their website is MarionOHbookmarks.org. And of course, because they are doing great works for the Marion Public Library, I would suggest that you go in and become a member of the Bookmarks as well. I'm going to go over the address and website and all of that good stuff and the hours for our branches. It is, again, Marion Public Library. We are at 445 East Church Street, Marion, Ohio. Our phone number, 740-387-0992. Again, 740-387-0992. MarionLibrary.org is our website. Our main branch hours are Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and then Sunday, 1 to 4, and that is Labor Day through Memorial Day. So when the kids are in school, that's when we're open. When the kids are not in school, we don't open on Sundays. Okay. So just remember that. It's not worth us being open when there's not as much traffic. Sure. So that's why we close on that Sunday. Our branch hours are Monday and Thursdays from 2 to 6 p.m. So that would be Caledonia Library and the LaRue Library and then the Prospect Library. So each of those have their own phone number, but if you call our main one and you want to get in contact with them, we can do that easily. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, if you go to our library, marionlibrary.org, you'll get all that information. We are on Facebook. We are constantly looking at social media for our, you know, to post our books and to post our programs and to do all of the fun stuff. So find us on Facebook. We are on Twitter. We're on Instagram. And we are on Snapchat. I'm not personally on Snapchat, but we are on Snapchat.
I'm not either.
Yeah. Facebook is probably our biggest. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll post everything. We do a lot of tweeting with our Let's Read 20, and the schools is probably our biggest connection there. And then Instagram is all about the photos. You know, when you got cute pictures of mm-hmm. kids and Jack pause for reading, that makes for a great opportunity. So find us on social media, like us, share it, and we would be most appreciative. The one thing I hadn't talked about is Let's Read 20. Let's yes. Read 20.
You referred to it several times.
Yes, Let's Read 20 is a literacy initiative in the community that came under the umbrella of the Marion Public Library. It was originally under the umbrella of United Way, and it is now under the umbrella of Marion Public Library. They have three initiatives in the community. First of all, to increase kindergarten readiness. Second of all, increase third grade reading proficiency. And then the third is to increase on-time graduation rates. But it's really, the message is read 20 minutes every day to your child with your child. 20 minutes every day to your child with your child. I can't say that enough. Mm-hmm. Because it really does make a difference in their lives and your life. Because the statistics show that, you know, if a child is read to from birth, that it makes a huge difference in the number of words that they understand, the number of words that they comprehend, the number of words that, you know, go into those little sponge of brains. And then, of course, that just turns around and makes them a more literate child.
Certainly.
A more a child that is more inquisitive, and a child that will ask questions, a child that will want to discover things and
better prepared when it comes time
prepared,
for school.
Better prepared, yes. And it really does boil down to being prepared for school, because if you start at birth, you're really making a difference, and making a difference then. Imagine not reading to your child from birth through five, and then they get to school,
right,
and how behind they're going to mm-hmm. be. So it does make a difference. That's why Let's Read 20, along with Ohio Health, have put together a program called Book in a Bib, where we provide a book, a small book, and a bib that says, read to me, to all the newborns at Marion General Hospital. We are so appreciative to Ohio Health, who has taken the initiative and gave us enough money to purchase the next year to do the same thing. Because, you know, 1 year isn't enough. Mm-hmm. We need to know how this is going to affect all of those children as they grow up. So it's a great initiative. And the main catalyst is reading 20 minutes every day to your child. Along with that book and a bib, you're also getting information about Let's Read 20 and why it's important to read 20 minutes every day. So, again, 20 minutes every day with your child, and Let's Read 20 is an initiative under the Marion Public Library. So we are appreciative to Marion Community Foundation and United Way of Marion County, who helped make it happen. I'm just one of those workers that, you know, attend the literacy nights and hand out the information, but really the money that is behind that is coming from Marion Community Foundation and Marion United Way. So we are appreciative. Now, their website is letsread20.org. And again, that is letsread20.org. You can find more information. Their mission is to build a community of readers by encouraging everyone to read to their child at least 20 minutes each day from birth through elementary school. And really, elementary school, once they get there, then they're going to take off and be readers. You just know that if you prepare them that way.
What a good start, though.
If they get the good start. So, again, I can't stress it enough. Go to our website, find us on social media, and you will see all of the stuff that we have. A great programming committee at the library who really takes advantage of all of the different things that we hear about, and we're like inquisitive as to, okay, what's the next program that we should be working on. MarionLibrary.org. And then, you know, check out a few books while you're there. Come
Certainly.
Into the library, look around. If you don't have a computer at home, you can come to the library and access computers online.
And if you don't have a card, the process is...
It's pretty simple.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Actually, you can
long.
Download an application on our website, marionlibrary.org. Fill it out, come in and get your photo, have a form of ID, and then you can get a card. And then really, you have thousands and thousands and thousands of books.
You're listening magazines to WWGH Radio LP 107.1.
Thank you, Diane. We'll have you back again in the near future.
The Talking Place. From broadcasting legends Charlie Evers and Marianne.